We're getting close to getting ready to be joining the main march and leave the park, but we have a couple of more speakers. Very important. This onslaught we're facing is also in the private sector, as most of you know as well. We have a major strike going on in Berkeley, the Berkeley Honda dealership. We have to picket it. We've been out there every day, and I'd like to introduce a community activist who's leading the community support for this important strike, Harry Brill.
Hi, hello, can you hear me?
Come on, Harry,
I want to talk about the another form of violence, economic violence, the violence at home. A little closer? Okay, much better. While I was waiting to talk, I had a coin in my hand, and I was thinking, try to express to you what's going on. If I take this coin and hold it over here, I see the quarter, I see the rest of you. But as I bring the quarter closer to my eye, I see less of you and more of the quarter. And when I hold it against it, all I see is money. And what's happened is greed is causing a considerable amount of violence. It's ruining people's lives. And that's an issue we must address. I represent a coalition of unions and community activists who are attempting to get Berkeley Honda, the new owners, it was just sold, the new owners, to negotiate. We've been trying for the last 3 months. Now, if someone who you cared about or was important to you told you you can get on with your life, well, that sounds nice. But that was told to Nat Courtney, and it wasn't very nice. Nat Courtney is a gold-level mechanic who was working there for 31 years. And he was told, get on with your life. In other words, we're not keeping you. In addition, 15 others who averaging 20 years seniority were not retained on the job. So overnight, you had a large group of people unemployed. They also dropped the pension plan. They watered down the health plan. They're really causing crises in people's lives. Now, a coalition is developed between the unions and the community activists, which I believe is a necessary thing to do. And it's also a beautiful thing to do. We rally twice a week. On Thursday at 4:30 to 6, on Saturday from 1 to 2:30, though not this Saturday. And we talk among each other, we meet, and some deep friendships have developed. It's more beautiful than the Grand Canyon, and it's a lot deeper than that. Now, what I would like to ask is the following. If you can come to one of our rallies, we would be very, very grateful, number one. Number two, we're looking for people to help us picket and be active in other ways. Judy Shelton, another activist leader, has been walking around trying to collect your signatures and email. And finally, if some of you could take bumper stickers, boycott Berkeley Honda, you don't have to put it on your bumper, you can put it in the rear window. We would be very, very grateful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Brill. This rally, CIO and the Change to Win and every other union, affiliated, non-affiliated, independent, association, union, whatever, we've been all brought together here to oppose the Iraq War. The main organization that's done that, that's brought us all together, is U.S. Labor Against the War. And I'd like to introduce the main person behind that organization, a terrific organizer, a terrific journalist, and a terrific guy, Brother Mike Eisenshur. Thank you. Is labor here?
Yeah.
Is labor here?
Yeah.
I don't hear you.
Yeah.
Books, not bombs. Books, not bombs. Books, not bombs.
Books, not bombs.
All right, I want to say just a word about U.S. Labor Against the War, and then I want to do some housekeeping that's very important. So gather in.
Come on, let's get close. This is family. We can get closer. All right, U.S. Labor Against the War is just a couple of years old. When we began in 2003, no one would have predicted that the AFL-CIO would come out against the war. But they did. They did because you and people like you across the country moved their unions and their labor councils into action against this war. And as a consequence of that, the labor movement is now officially on record. Get the troops out now! Out now! Out now! Out now! We don't run on ethanol, we don't run on gasoline, but we do run on green. We need your financial support to keep this movement going. There are folks here with buckets. Where are the buckets? There's a bucket. They're going to circulate while we finish up. Please pull some green out of your pocket and put it in the bucket. Now, logistics. We are going to assemble down opposite the tennis courts at Dolores with our banners. Labor needs to be identified in this march. In order to be identified, it takes more than simply being there. We need you to pick up a placard so that we can be seen. Somebody hold up the placard. There you go. Very attractive, very expensive. They're no good if they stay there in a pile. Pick one up and carry it. They're light, they're attractive, they'll make you look good. Labor will be seen. We need to stick together in that line of march. We have a banner. Stay with that banner. The banner will be at the front of our contingent. Please remain together. When we get to the Jefferson Square Park, there will be a bus, a school bus, that will be parked at Golden Gate between Gough and Franklin to take us to the hospital. Please join us in a solidarity measure at that hospital. Finally,